are dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Good evening, everyone. I am so glad you're here. This show is actually a live video. So if you're only listening and you want to watch, you can go to dreamvision7radio.com or you can go to my website. You can type into the very top search bar, The Queen of Dreams or KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com, either of those two, and click on the button in the upper right-hand corner. You'll see it'll say Dream Vision 7 Radio. Click on that. It'll take you to my website on Dream Vision 7, and you'll see a little TV with antennae coming out of it, and you just click on that, and you get to watch us live. And the directions to call in and speak with me or one of the guests during the show is to call 646-558-8656, and then the ID number is 8836953873, and then press the pound sign to listen or chat. Now, all of that information is on my website on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. So if you're watching the show, you see it right there and you can call in at any time. So welcome to the Expert Business Panel, ringing in the new year success. You know, all relationships, including business relationships, are really hard. We want that fairy tale ending with the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But you know what? Quicksand and landmines and danger actually lurks at every turn. Is there a roadmap so we can avoid them? Love and money go together like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But too much of one or the other and the sandwich is ruined. You've got jelly dripping down the front of your shirt, or the peanut butter gets stuck on the roof of your mouth and gags you. Well, love and money are much the same. So what is the secret? We have four expert business panelists here tonight to answer that question. But first, let's start the show off with our favorite protection and clearing meditation. If you're driving and listening to this show on your radio, don't close your eyes. The meditation will still work with your eyes open. Keep your eyes on the road and you can just listen to us. And what we're going to do is we're going to take in three deep breaths and we're going to let that breath of life attract any negativity that may have taken place in your life this past week since the last time you heard my show. It's going to connect itself to that breath of life, and we're going to blow it out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain, where it's going to get converted into all this beautiful golden energy and returned back to the universe. And then we're going to imagine a power gift in our hand. Now, your power gift can be anything. It can be a pen somebody gave you. That person meant a lot to you and they gave you a pen. That can be your power gift. It can be a piece of jewelry. It can be like my mother's wedding ring is my power gift. Or it can be your favorite flower, your favorite stone, anything at all that holds power for you, makes you feel good when you imagine it or you're holding it. And we're going to create a mirrored bubble of protection around us that's only going to allow that which is the highest and best to come in. Okay, ready? I want you to get comfortable. Just kind of sit deep in your seat. roll your shoulders a little bit, feel relaxed, because it's going to be an intense show tonight. So feel a little relaxed. And when you're ready, take a deep breath in. Hold it. Imagine any negativity getting caught in that breath of life. Blow it out across the room. See it going into that purple flame of Saint Germain. Another deep breath in. Hold it. Imagine anything someone said to you this week that was negative getting caught in there. Maybe something you said about yourself that was negative getting caught in there. Blow it out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain. One more time. Deep breath in. Hold it as long as you can. Fill your breath up all the way down to the bottom, very bottom of your lungs. Imagine little tiny pieces of negativity like pepper in there. Blow it out across the room. See it going into the purple flame of Saint Germain and being converted into beautiful golden light and returned to the universe. Now imagine holding your power gift in your hand. Take it and swing it all around your body. Create this incredible, beautiful bubble of mirrored light that only allows that which is of the highest and best to come into that bubble and brought by your spirit guides and guardian angels. Anything else is reflected back from whence it came. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, open your eyes. Until then, you can just listen to me. Just bring yourself out of the meditation slowly. In our post-COVID world, many of us have actually become entrepreneurs. We've become our own CEOs. One big secret to success is understanding how your personal and your professional life is a marriage and a business contract. That contract can be heaven or hell. And with your partner, it can either work or completely fall apart. And this contract is not just a physical contract. It's a contract with your mind, body, and spirit, because our business and our mind, body, and spirit are connected. Could our difficulties we're having in businesses stem from not respecting that marriage? Think about that for a second. Our four expert business panelists say, yes, that's all true. And they have even published books to prove it. We're going to be talking with them tonight about this. But first, what I'd like for them to do is share with you a little bit about themselves. So our four panelists tonight are Frank Zaccari, Teresa Velarde, Peggy Willems, and Dominique Dom Brightman. Welcome, panelists, to the show. I had them on mute, so they might not be unmuted yet. Are you guys there?
Yes, we're here. Thank you.
Great. Okay, so let's start at the top. Let's start with you, Frank.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, and be sure to give us your website at the end.
A little bit about me. Well, I have had a lot of things occurred in my life, a lot of different occupations that I've been into. Right now, I am writing books, I'm giving talks, and I am starting a new wellness connection program, which we hope to have out sometime this calendar year. The website is Frank Zaccari, very unoriginal, frankzaccari.com. You can get me on LinkedIn, you can get me on Facebook. I'm easy to find.
Great. And let's go with Teresa. Teresa, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So after I decided to leave corporate America, I moved out of Long Island to Pennsylvania, where I began making pottery, and I started going to some meetings that were, you know, seminars and whatnot. And I met a woman, Karen Mayfield, who introduced me to you, Kat. And I had a publishing company, After working with Karen for a while, I decided to start a publishing company, and gratefully, you and I have now partnered up on some books and whatnot. And you can find me and Kat at WeebyBooksPublishing.com.
And Coach Peggy Wilms, tell us a little bit about you.
Hello, you guys. Oh, I've been, I've been in the fitness, medical, nutrition, exercise world for about 33 years, corporate America, medical field, all of that fun stuff. And I was just thinking before this show, you know what, for the first time to step into our advice tonight that we're sharing in our stories, you can't do this at 23 or 24, or 25 years old, not to discount our listeners, but it's like, I thought today as I was coming in here, I thought, damn, I've been doing this a while. We have some advice to give. So yeah, I've been doing it a long time, health, wellness, and life coach, radio host, docuseries host, wellness retreats. Just so honored to be here. You guys are some of my coolest cats I love. So thank you for asking me.
So audience, know that, you know, you have to go through a lot of fires to reach where this panel is. And so their areas of expertise tonight are worth their weight in gold. Dom Brightman, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure thing. And to piggyback off of Peggy, like, hey, we're all the best meows on earth right now because we're some cool cats indeed. And for those who want to know a little bit more about me, I'm a quiet kid that found his confidence and grew up to become a top-rated podcast host of the Going North podcast and best-selling author of multiple books, and heck, even one of them was honored to be a part of Crappy to Happy, Secret Stories of Transformational Joy. And I like to inspire, equip, and help others tell their stories, because your story is worth sharing with the world, especially if it can help someone else in this day of age. And there's no excuse not to get your story out there, whether it's starting a podcast, guesting on podcasts, or even putting pen to paper, enjoying the business of immortality.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Dom. We all have a story to tell. We are still on our journey. I believe that we are all born onto this earth plane with a life purpose. And a lot of times sharing that life purpose in our stories can be part of our business, the business of our life purpose. And for those of you watching this show for the first time, all of these business experts that you see on this panel are living their life purpose through their business, every single one of them. So, you know, unbalanced business can create what are known as casualties of war, because business, just like marriage, can be war if there is this imbalance, if you don't have the balance that is necessary for productive success. So let's start with you, Frank. Talk to us a little bit about imbalance and businesses, because I know you were CEO of quite a few really big companies. So you know what you're talking about and how these casualties of war can happen. And what are they?
There's a number of casualties that can occur. Just to give you an example from my life, my biggest professional success was also my biggest personal failure. I was in Seattle at the time, Seattle, Washington. I was a CEO of a company, and I didn't know if we could save this company when they brought me in. I thought it might be a liquidation. I didn't think we could save it. So I had the family, which was still in California, and I said, why don't you stay in California and let me go up there for 6 months, finish school, let's see if we can pull this out of the fire or not. So I would go home 2 weekends a month. They would come to Seattle one, and then we'd all stay separate. So it was just all hands on deck, complete and total immersion in trying to see if we could save this entity, which we did. We did save the company. We pulled it out of the fire. And it just took so much energy and effort that there was no balance. It was all, I have to make this work. And that was my focus. Even when I, before I went to Seattle, when I would be home, I worked on so many multi-million dollar deals. I would be physically there, but I was not really present. Now I was not physically there and I wasn't present at all. This was we then took this company, we got it back to profitability, and we spun another entity out of it, and then we acquired a company. So things from professional side were hitting on all cylinders, and I'm thinking, wow, this is it, I made it, I'm at the top of the mountain. And I get to the top of the mountain, and I turn around, and everything that I cared about was gone. My wife had left. The not being present had taken a complete and total impact on her. When they would come to Seattle or I would go back to California, I would be engaged with my daughters. I have two daughters, and I wasn't there. I just was not there. So when my wife left, I'm at the top of the hill. I'm thinking, my God, this is everything I've ever wanted. I made it. I put the flag on the top of the mountain. And now I have custody of two young girls, two little girls. And it was a double-edged sword again. It was, oh my God, everything I've spent my life trying to accomplish is now going to be gone. I can't be a high-tech executive and be traveling 2 weeks out of every month. I have two children that I have to take care of. So it was going from the ultimate high professionally to the ultimate low professionally. And then going from the ultimate low personally, it turned out to become just a tremendous high. Raising my two girls by myself was probably the best thing that ever happened to me, because it forced me, when you're a type A personality, like I had a tendency to be, you want to fix things. You want short answers. You don't want to listen to the story. Just facts. Give me the cliff notes. Let's get it done. Let's move on. And having never been a teenage girl, you can't do that. So it was a matter of having to learn to listen, having to learn to validate feelings, and then getting immersed with my daughters, being a full-time dad. One thing I tell a lot of people is, when I see them, they're now adults, and when I see them, what we talk about, what they have laughs and enjoy is the time we went to Rome together, or the time we were at the ocean, or times we went to Disneyland, and the things that we did together. A friend of mine who works with emotions said, you know, Frank, when that happened for you, you ultimately traded money for time, and time allowed you to make memories. And the time is going to pass. It's going to pass, but the memories never pass. And that put me back. My youngest daughter graduated. I sold the business, and I started doing what we're doing now, getting into media, a radio show, a TV show, and then meeting all of you and starting to write books, and had two bestsellers in 6 months.
Yes, wonderful. So basically, your casualty of this war, this imbalance, was your family. What yes. A painful, painful casualty. But you did have that pot of gold at the end of that rainbow, and that was your daughter. So what a beautiful story. Teresa, what about you? Talk about the imbalance of business that you've seen in your lifetime. And what was your casualty of war? Hmm.
So I think the casualty of war that I had was the business that I was in corporate America. I was an insurance agent. Nobody would ever guess I was an insurance agent. It's so dry. It was just not who I am. I live by this motto now: if it ain't fun, I'm not doing it. You know, so that's where it all comes together. But when I moved here, when I made the decision to leave my business and my husband, who that was a casualty in itself, has nothing to do with the business. But the funny thing is that if you are in a situation, I discovered that if I was in a situation like my marriage that was really unbalanced and not where I wanted to be, until I got out of that situation, I couldn't really become who I was created to be. So when I moved here, I've been blessed with many gifts. And one of them is I make pottery. I'm a ceramic artist. I'm a potter. And there are so many things about making pottery that create a conversation of transformation. And I've always been a journal. I've always journaled. Every morning I'm in my journal writing something. And I started writing in my journal a lot of things. And sooner or later, there was a marriage that took place between the pottery and the writing that will be a forthcoming book, probably the middle of this year. But it also led me to become a coach. And I was coaching people on various things. And I really developed my skills as a writer. And I decided to begin getting things published. So I'm in a couple of online magazines, and I decided that I wanted to become part of a compilation book that somebody was doing. And one thing led to another. And I developed this love for helping people get their stories told in books. And that's how I started my publishing company. So, you know, as much as a lot of the things in the past, like I relate to Frank, where you can't balance your work and your home life. And I couldn't balance what I was doing because I had my fingers in too many places and they didn't belong together. One hand didn't know what the other hand was doing for a long time. Mm-hmm. So until I actually began to focus on what it was that I felt like I was called to do as I am now, until I did that, nothing was happening. And there's an old saying, nothing changes until something changes. So, and the one that has to change is me. I'm the common denominator in everything that I do. So the publishing company was born. And then there was one day somebody called me and said, hey, I have a children's book. You think you can publish my children's book? And that opened up a whole door for a whole, a whole bunch of beautiful things that came from that. And then Kat, you and I had a conversation, and the story goes on. And the beautiful thing about our working together is we are
balanced.
We're really balanced. We're really balanced. There you go. Yeah, Tom's got the scales going on over here. I'm watching him. We're really balanced. And what we do together, and I know that there are a lot of people that could say the same thing. And I'm not to say that we're all that in a bag of chips, but guess what? We are.
We got to take a break. We're going to take a break on that one, Teresa, because it was so good. You are listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and I'm the host of Dreaming Healing, Kat Canavas. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Diagnose your life. What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases by Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Dreaming and Healing, everyone. I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, but my friends all call me Kat, so I hope you do too. We have an expert business panel today talking about bringing in business in the new year. And we're talking about balance of our business with our personal life in order to get the success we need, and how our business and our personal life is actually a marriage within itself. And when we don't have that balance, we end up with casualties of war. It's either the business that goes down the drain, or it's the personal life that goes down the drain. So just before we left for the break, we were talking. Actually, I just got a text from my
producer, and I'm having trouble with my earphones in my house because I don't have all of my furniture in here yet, and so the echoes are really bad. So I think tonight I'm just going to talk to you with no earphones in, and I hope you will forgive any of the echoes that you hear going on here. I even have a pillow around here trying to soak it up. So peace has returned to the land is what she said. So I guess we're doing better now. So anyhow, we were talking to Teresa, and Teresa was talking about balance, how important balance is. And I refer to it as like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know how you've got to get that balance in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Otherwise you've got jelly dripping down the front of you, or if you've got too much peanut butter, it's stuck to the roof of your mouth. You're trying to get it off. You gag yourself. And if anybody's watching you, you look like you're going to throw up in your own lap. Well, that's kind of business and personal life when you don't have that balance. So the panel's all giggling and my husband's leaving the room. So it must have been a good analogy. So Coach Peggy Willems, you know,
I have to say something, Kat. That is one of the reasons why I love working with you, because you are such a hoot. And like I said, if it ain't fun, I'm not doing it. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's true. And that's one of the secrets for success. Yes. If it's not fun, don't do it. If it's not fun, make it fun. Figure out a way to do it. I mean, you know, I could get all squirrely about the fact that my earplugs aren't working and the room is echoing because my furniture's not in here, because those of you who don't know me, my whole condo burned down. And so all I have up right now are walls in the backdrop. So, you know, life goes on. So anyhow, Coach Peggy Willems, tell us about balance in your business and the casualties of war that can happen if they don't, if that balance is missing out of your business.
Well, this is right up my alley because I could get fired up about this, right, Frank? So it's what I love about this is the casualty over my experience of trying to help corporate America and help the employees and all that. We are actually the casualty, we ourselves, when we don't take care of ourselves. We have 168 hours a week, that's it. So where are we going to spend it? Are we going to spend it cleaning the house, job, relationship, our own craft? And it's a balance. And it literally, you can't even set a goal if you don't know where you're going to shift those hours. So as Frank had said, you know, it's like a wellness war, if you guys think about it. Yes, it's a relationship, right? Work and play and balance, not, you know, work, life and play. But when you think about a war doesn't have to happen if we can win the little baby battles. If we can win those little baby battles, communicate, stay on top of it, know what in the hell we're doing, we don't have to go to war, okay? So when you think about balance, my little wellness wheel, I have a trademark wellness wheel. So the concept I want you guys to think about is if you are in a wellness wagon, it needs four wheels to zoom along and stay on your wellness path, your relationship path with yourself, okay? So if you don't have your heart, your spirit, your mind, and your body all kind of rolling around, taking, you know, just kind of going in the same direction, one of your wheels is going to fall off.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't go to your annual doctor's visit, it could be pretty bad. It could, you could end up at war, right? If you don't go to your annual visit, if you don't talk to your wife once in a while, hello, Frank.
Yes, that's true.
Right. But we never, you guys, the thing I want to, I ended up being my own casualty. For those of you who are home with COVID, there are more entrepreneurs now than ever before because we're trying so hard to think about what quality of life is. It's about memories. It's not about money. We have attorneys quitting their business left and right now because they want to see their kids grow up. But I want you to be cautious because if you do find your love, like all of us here are fortunate enough to get paid for our passion, but be careful. Because when we were growing up, nobody ever said, go for that B, you know, go get a C, Peggy, go be average. Nobody says that, right? They want you, we all strive for an A. Dom's like, huh? We all strive for an A, but guess what? You can't get an A at work and an A in a relationship and an A in working out and an A in nutrition and an A in your pottery craft without getting Fs all over the place eventually. So think about getting a B plus or a C when you look at all areas of your life, because you guys, the landmine that's going to go up is this thing, right? It's yourself. And you can't do anything. I hate the oxygen mask thing, but I'll put it on if you can help anybody else. But you've got to take care of yourself. So in corporate America, I spent all those years telling leadership, listen to your employees or they're walking away. Say hi. Make them happy. They don't need much. You know, revolving doors cost money. Then I'd go down to the employees and I'd say, they really care. Oh, trust me, leadership cares. And I spent all that time going back and forth when the meetings needed to be between the two of them. The platoon needed to meet with the sergeants need to meet with the colonels, right, Frank? I mean, we are in this together. So if you are at home and you're a dad and you're a mom, or you're 4 years old, or you're 14 years old, if we do not learn how to communicate and have emotional intelligence, our love languages, are we left brain, right brain? How do we learn our learning styles? We are in trouble. Amen. Hello.
That was wonderful. And you know what I really like about what I'm hearing so far? And I never expected this. I seldom know exactly what my guests or my panelists are going to say. But what I've heard so far from Frank and from Teresa and now from you, Peggy, is the casualty of war is me. I end up being the casualty of my war when I don't have that balance. And you brought something, Peggy, that you know, is so obvious. It's like a Captain Obvious moment. If you don't have that balance and you are losing your marriage or you're losing your business, what's going to happen next? You're going to lose your health because they're connected. And when you're stressed out and you've lost what you've loved, whether it was your business or your marriage or your children or whatever it was, the next thing to go is your health, because they're all connected, mind, body, spirit. And I've heard people say, well, you know what? It's easier to live without money than it is without love. But here's a truth. So listen carefully. It's really hard to eat love. You need money to eat. You need money to heat your house. You need money to have a roof over your head. Love is great, but you can't have it alone. And that's part of the balance. So Dom, take it away. Talk about the imbalance between business and relationships and those casualties of war.
Man, I'm loving the theme of tonight because it's so true. And I love the wagon analogy that Coach Peggy dropped, Miss CPW herself, because it's so true. It's kind of hard to drive with one wheel. Because that has happened to me. Try to drive with one wheel and then try to drive with another at the same time. The balance is not going to happen. Because it was back in, my goodness, wow, I can't believe it's been almost 6 years now. Published my first book, Riding High, on starting my whole business and being a speaker, an author, a coach, and leadership trainer. And sadly, even securing a news spot on TV from a buddy of mine who was actually working at the news station at the time, all the way to having to bury my father 5 months later after publishing my first book. And there was some anticipatory grief going on because he had Alzheimer's and I was also one of his caregivers. But the problem is I wasn't focusing on the whole being. I lacked some self-awareness at the time. And it all really goes with this theme of tonight, because the thing was, I still had a full-time day job at the library and speaking on a microphone, who would have thought? And on top of that, with the book, starting the business, and on top of that, being in Toastmasters International, doing a volunteer leadership organization, doing a position called division director, overseeing 17 clubs in the Northern Maryland area, all of that was just weighing down on me because I stopped working out. The thing is, life is full of trade-offs. It's either, okay, eat right, or eat unhealthy just to try to save time. You know, I don't think I'm going to go with this fast food. It's fast food for a reason, to get to go faster. No, it helps you get into the box faster as opposed to the working out. Like, oh, I can skip the gym every now and then. I'll be okay. And next thing you know, 2 weeks later, you're trying to lift up 300 pounds and you can barely get up half that weight. And just the difference of trying to make those trade-offs and not having the proper balance at the peak of the beginning. And even having the grief on top of that, I was lacking some self-awareness. And it just came down to one of the major things of having a wonderful buddy in the coaching business who brought up to me the fact that, hey, like Dom, you sure you okay? You got this great idea for this wonderful podcast, because the thing was, even with all that stuff going on, I was like, all right, let me pick myself back up and focus more moving forward. A podcast is a great way to connect with folks, build up the marketing and the awareness, all the other good stuff. And I was going to call it something else, but she reminded me that I was going to be neglecting my own Acres of Diamonds. There was gold beneath my feet already in Going North. The book was called Going North. And every time someone would ask me how's it going, I would say Going North. So she's like, hey, call it the Going North podcast here. You can always change the name later. And it's been almost 5 years now, and the name hasn't changed because it's gotten me as far as it has, and it's still going, all because I had some great relationships with some great folks who helped me to really refocus and get myself back to where I needed to be. And I was lacking self-awareness and I had to recalibrate. And recalibration, it starts with you, but it goes further when you have the right relationships to get yourself back to where you need to go, so that way you can soar as opposed to crawl. Because in business, there's going to be times you feel like soaring on top of the world, like Frank mentioned earlier. And then once you get on the top, when you have that mountaintop moment, you got to go back down the mountain again, because there's another mountaintop waiting for you. And with those peaks and valleys, those dips and valleys, you're going to need those wonderful Sherpas, that wonderful buddy, the coach, who recalibrated my decision making, helped me to really get back to where I needed to be and to where I am today and where I'm going in the future. So in business, have self-awareness, have those great relationships, because we're all going to need to be recalibrated every now and then, because we're human. We're all fallible here. Nobody's perfect. Perfection is an illusion. And if you want to go for excellence, then help folks help you to be the best that you can be in business, because business starts with you, and the better you are, the better your business is going to be.
That is great, John. You know, you brought something up really interesting just now. Build those relationships. And all of us on this expert panel tonight all know each other. We have known each other for a long time now. We've all been in books together, not all the same books, but we've been in books together. And we're also all radio or TV or video podcast hosts. And we've been on each other's shows. So for those of you watching the show tonight who are interested in business, build your business relationships just as you would your personal relationships, because they're going to help you move forward. Okay. So another thing is, you know, there are quite a few of the panelists tonight who are actually writing books, and they're looking for, they're writing compilation books, and they're looking for people to be in those books. Go to their websites, check their websites out. Some of the other panelists have just published their third books or fourth books or fifth books. Go check them out as well, because all of these books are business related. So if you're watching for the first time, this is a panel that is like second to none right now. Everybody is very successful. And another thing that you brought up was coaches. You know, Dom, even coaches need coaches. And we all coach each other here on this panel. Coaches need coaches, just like doctors need doctors and dentists need dentists. So if you have a business that you feel is off balance, hook up with a good coach. Hook up with a good coach, because sometimes we cannot see the forest for the trees. So I want you panelists to think about the next question I'm going to ask you when we come back from break, because believe it or not, we got to go to another break. I want to know if you ever have business-related dreams, because this is Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7RadioNetwork.com. So do you ever have business dreams, and what do you do about them if you do? We're going to really delve into that question as soon as we come back from this break. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Every word you speak matters. What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity: Sacred Stories of Transformational Change, by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, but everybody calls me Kat. And we have a business panel tonight, and we are talking about balancing business and personal life, because if you don't, your business and your personal life are actually a marriage, and that marriage can be either be made in heaven or in hell. It's kind of up to you. So we're talking about the wisdom of balancing and what happens if you don't. So we shared some personal stories between the four panelists. And just before the break, I wanted them to share with me whether or not they ever have business related dreams, because I have them all the time, but then I am the queen of dreams. So let's go to you, Frank. Do you ever have business related dreams?
All the time, constantly. Most recently, I saw a thing on Garth Brooks, right? The special on Garth Brooks, and he comes out, they bring him up through the stage and the place goes crazy. He brings enough value that 100,000 people come to see him. All right. Mm-hmm. I want to do that. I want to be able to talk to 100,000 people, tell them business secrets for walking on water, and show them the new program we're working on. I just talked with Peggy and last week, called the Wellness Connection, which is going to be a series of wellness centers that we're hoping to come out with sometime in 2022. I want to impact 1 million people's lives.
Wow, that's a big dream. But if anybody could do it, Frank, it's you. You can do that. And that's part of that positive mindset that having a coach or being coached can make you tap into in order to fulfill your dreams. So Teresa, what about you? Do you ever dream about business? Do you have business related dreams?
I think I'm living my business related dream, actually, you know, because I get to talk to people all day long who have a story to tell. I get an opportunity to help them do that, whether it be coaching them through some writing, or whether it be helping them lay out a plan to get their book published, or whether I'm talking to them on conversations that make a difference. You know, it's just, for me right now, I feel like I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I feel like I'm being led one step at a time to whatever is before me. And I'm able to do it with ease and grace. And what more can I ask for? I wouldn't say that I've actually had a dream, close your eyes, go to sleep, have a dream kind of dream about my business, but I feel like I'm in it. I feel like I'm in it. And that's a real blessing.
And that's kind of
all of you are in it. All of you are
all in your dream, and it's not a nightmare.
Yay!
But you know, sometimes you don't necessarily have to be asleep to have the dream. Like Teresa said, she feels like she's in it. Sometimes that can be a daydream, and a daydream can be just as important in giving you information about the balance that's going on in your life as a nighttime dream. So what about you, Coach Peggy? Do you ever have nighttime dreams about your business?
Teresa's going, yeah, the broad's got it. I have massive intuition, like, and I've just, if anyone's listening and you have a business, or you just maybe don't have a business, if I could tell you one thing to please listen to me about, is to listen to your own intuition. That gut, that all-knowing, sits right in here. And for years, my dreams built my content. I would wake up at 3 o'clock, boom, got the content up, framework, way to go. That's what it was all about. And then it started happening about foreseeing things happen to people and business plans and who was going to call me and all those things. Now it is rapid fire business stuff. Like, no joke, Teresa knows this is true. About 4 weeks ago, actually last September, I had a dream that James Redfield was going to write the foreword to my book. Now, I didn't even have a book coming. Okay, people, didn't even have a book coming out. And James Redfield. I'm like, a year ago, for you guys, over a year ago, I didn't even know what Crappy to Happy was. Okay, I had a radio show. There was a book out called Crappy to Happy. Had no idea what it was. Still have no idea why I focused Crappy to Happy authors on my radio show the whole entire month of October in 2020. No idea why. And if you look in this room right now, I just want to bring this to your attention. Frank, Kathleen, Teresa, and I were in one of the episodes where I was interviewing them for Crappy to Happy way over a year ago. And I interviewed James Redfield because of that book. I didn't even know who he was. My girlfriend reached out to me and she said, oh my God, how'd you get him on your show? I said, who is he? Like, what did he do? I had no idea. So I'm like, I don't know.
The Celestine prophecies for those of you out there in TV land going, I don't know who he is either.
23 million copies sold, movie written, at Celestine prophecy. Long story short, here we are a whole year and a half later. And he was in Mayhem to Miracles with us. And I just had a dream last September. So about a month ago when my book started rolling, my compilation book, which if you're interested, you can go to allthingswellness.com or peggywelms.com and find out more. But I sat up in bed. It was like 3:33 a.m. because I emailed him that day. 3:33 a.m. I bolted up and said, right on the front of the book, I could see James Redfield's going to write your foreword. And I got up and I emailed him. And my first sentence says, I'm going to be a little ballsy here, literally. Boom. And he came right back and said, we'll make it happen. Oh, so listen to your dreams, you guys, because it's just, and it's fun, right, Dawn?
Yeah, because Peggy, you know, I sent Teresa, I told Teresa, I just got an email from Peggy, and she wants to know if we'll be her media hosts for her book that she's putting, her compilation book. And I said, we have to say yes, because you know what the time is on the email? And she goes, what? I said, 3:33.
That keeps happening. See, 3:33 and 11:11. I know. And Frank is going to be, thank you so much. And Dom, and you guys, listen, seriously, if you have a business, you're in a brand new business, a brand new relationship, it's about relationships. It's about collaborations. It's about connections. We are all aligned. And damn COVID, doesn't matter what it is, but that did bring the whole world together. We are all on the same page, finally listening. I'm going to get off my preachers. I'm muting myself right now.
I love her. So Dom, what about you? Have you ever had a business dream?
And I was like, man, Peggy, keep on going. Let's all capacity off and play it around virtually. Shoot, my goodness. But but yeah, definitely. Similar to Peggy's, yeah, definitely. It was actually just the fact that years ago I was reading books, let alone never thinking that I would write one of my own and got a future one coming, but eventually going back to my home church and being a speaker at one of their Sunday sermons to be able to give a sermon that day. So that's definitely going to be in the big future. And the fact that one day I'm reading books of authors and next thing they're talking on my show. So yeah, dreams have happened before. Sometimes they're daydreams too, where it's just spacing out in the daytime and folks be like, hey, you okay? Oh, don't worry. I am A-okay. I'm not C-okay. I'm A-okay.
Yes. Yeah. You know, daydreams. I can't say enough good about daydreams. And I know that a lot of the really big techno businesses, they actually require the people working for them, their employees, to daydream 20% of the day, because that's where you get these great ideas. These just, you got to write them down right away because they're so fantastic. If you wait, you're going to lose them. So daydreams are really important, not just for your personal life. You're not just daydreaming about the date you had last night. Daydream about your business as well. Just let your mind go and bring in that information. So for those of you watching this show, every single one of these panelists is an author. They're also, every single one of them are podcasters. So they're business experts, they're podcasters, they use their podcast for their business, and they become heads above the other experts by publishing a book. And every single one of them are published authors. So Frank, I'm going to start with you. Can you hold your book up to the audience to show them you really are a published author? Oh my gosh, see, there they are. Kind of tilt them a little bit so that the light. Tell us about your books. Give us the titles of your books and just tell us just a little bit about them, because we only have like 3 minutes left. Frank, you're muted, hon. You're muted.
I'm muted. All right. The first book that came out this year is Business Secrets for Walking on Water. And this was a 35 years life experience of things that take out businesses or stuff you don't see and you don't expect. The second book that came out this year, and both made bestseller, and Kat and Teresa were my publishers. The second book is Business and Personal Secrets for Avoiding Relationship Landmines. And this came from people said, well, the business book was good, but my personal life is kind of in the toilet. What do you think we should do? And I said, well, I've been there. I can help you there. So we pointed out things to be looking for again, because life's not perfect and things are going to happen. Just be aware.
All right, great. And Teresa, I don't know that you've got so many books that you've been in and done with Wake Up Women. If you held all those books up, we'd be here until the next show next week. So they're all behind her. A lot of books. But we were just in the last book together, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, Mayhem to Miracles, and we were in Crappy to Happy, and we were in
Chaos to Clarity.
Yep, those three books. So, okay, Coach Peggy. I know you've got a number of books and you're
just
working
real quick
on right now. Oh,
yeah,
good.
Just this real quick one, the Mayhem to Miracles. I'd like to actually say, so I'm writing a book right now with Dr. Marcus Betstein. It is called The Fourfold Formula. So it's exactly what we talked about, the wellness wheel, true stories about heart, spirit, mind, and body. But I want to just say, you guys, never give up. I hand wrote this and illustrated this 20 years ago. It's a children's book 20 years ago about my son. And we're going to start writing books together through Teresa. And I just want to say, don't give up on your dreams. And there's business right there. Mic drop. Mute.
And Dom, we've got like one minute, not even, more like 30 seconds. Do you have a book that you can hold up? I know you've got a bunch of stuff also, and you were in the Sacred Stories trilogy. Are they...
Zoom backgrounds don't mix with books. Zoom backgrounds do not mix with books. But going north, tips and techniques to advance yourself, stay the course, to elite performers, 7 secret keys to sustainable success. Both are on audiobook as well if you're on the go so much and you can't hold a book in your hand while you're driving and doing laundry at the same time. So pick those up. I was also in Mayhem to Miracles. Not Mayhem to Miracles. That book was freaking amazing. Crappy to Happy. That's the one. There's so many Sacred Stories books. So yeah, check them all out. They're gold. They're platinum. Share with the penguin and the camel. It's good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, panel, for being with us tonight. And for those of you watching, love and money go together like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. But too much of one or the other, and that jelly drips down your shirt, or the peanut butter gags you. Love and money are much the same. Balance is the secret. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for joining us this evening. And a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Kat O'Keefe Canavas. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O'KeefeCannavos. Or the Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.